Give me your hot load, 30-pack, collection 1. 30 steamy tales of breeding erotica, written by Kimmy Welsh, Tori Westwood, Connie Cookqueen and Millie King. Narrated by Sierra Klein, Minka Tomlinson and Eddie Oliver.
Taking my boss's length on the hike. Age gap breeding 1. Breeding erotica, exhibition erotica, outdoor sex, age gap erotica. My boss, Richard, and I certainly had a unique workplace relationship. I really enjoyed working for him, even though we could get on each other's nerves every now and then. He was athletic, despite his 40-something years, and enjoyed the outdoors just as much as I did. We'd definitely bonded through our mutual hobbies after he'd invited me along to several hikes before. We'd have a healthy competition on the various trails, sometimes seeing if we could beat each other to a certain point or peak. This year's workplace hike saw several people drop out, so that now it was just me and Richard. I guess the bad weather was partly to blame, but I wasn't going to let it dampen our spirits.
"The climb today is a toughie," Richard said,
fingering through the local guidebook. "I'm sure we can handle it," I said, folding my legs over and flicking through the television in my pajamas. Richard was already raring to go, having risen early to take a shower and get dressed.
"Are you going to hurry up or what?" he said, looking over.
"Is there a rush?"
"We want to keep the daylight," he said. "It gets darker around 6 here."
I gave an exaggerated sigh and kicked my legs off the couch. "Right you are, sir," I said, giving him a salute.
"You'll thank me later," he said. "I've already packed our bags."
I closed the door and got dressed, picturing Richard on the other side of it, doing his oh-so-serious stretches and getting ready for the walk ahead. I had mixed emotions when it came to him. On the one hand, he was my mature, off-limits boss. But on the other, he was a confident, good-looking guy, and I always found it a shame that he was much older. Couple that with the fact that it had been a long time since my first sexual encounter, and you have a dangerous combination. I was curious to venture into the world of sex again after a shaky start with a guy several months ago. Richard could definitely guide me through it with his experience. I changed slowly as all these thoughts wound through my head. As I trudged along, I suddenly heard a knock at the door, followed by it opening quickly.
"Will you hurry up?" Richard said, looking around the side of the door to see me in my bra and panties.
"Richard!" I cried, storming over to him. He stared way harder and longer than he should have at my bouncing tits as I made a rush for the door. I pushed it closed in his face. "I'll be out in a few minutes. Jeez." I shook my head in disbelief. I couldn't believe him sometimes. As I donned my waterproof trousers and thermal top, I thought of Richard's shocked, excited face. He clearly had some sort of feelings for me, too. And I hoped to explore that later. In around a half hour, we were stood at the base of the mountain, right near the start of the trail. The countryside was slightly dulled by the gray clouds that loomed ominously overhead, but the view was still amazing, even from down here.
"First to the top," Richard suggested.
"First to the top what?"
"Gets the prize," he said, as though it was obvious.
"What's the prize?"
"I don't know," he said, pulling at the straps of his bag. "Maybe I get to see those again."
He nodded to my chest, and I looked down to make sure we were on the same wavelength. "My tits?" I asked, aghast.
"Yeah, those,"
he laughed. "You haven't seen a pair before?"
"Not a pair as nice as those,"
he smiled. "Okay," I said, twisting my mouth in a grin. "But if I win, I get to see what you've got."
"My chest?"
he said, looking down at his blue waterproof coat. "Not that," I said, and I nodded further down. He put a hand on his crotch.
"This?"
I nodded slowly. "That."
"What do you want to see that for?"
"Same reason you want to see these," I said, and I held my tits in both hands and gave them a playful bounce.
"Hey,"
he said quickly, hissing. He moved my hands off my top as I giggled.
"There are people around."
"So?" I looked around us at the couples milling through, setting off on the long slog up the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?